ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinean hospitals and smaller health facilities are being stretched, while morgues are overflowing as the latest wave of COVID-19 grips the country. The country's health minister told local newspaper The National that the pandemic is pushing the health system to the limit. Jelta Wong believes complacency is to blame and PNG's extremely low vaccination rates, with less than 1% of people fully vaccinated, making it one of the lowest rates in the world. And Australia's Minister for the Pacific and International Development, Zed Seselja, agrees.
The rate of vaccination in PNG has been frustratingly slow. It hasn't come about as a result of a lack of doses. The dose numbers have been there, and we stand ready to provide more doses as needed to Papua New Guinea. We'll continue to stand by them. But there's been a range of other factors, and we've been working on those. I would say that probably the biggest factor holding back the vaccination rate and therefore contributing to the current outbreak is hesitancy, widespread vaccine hesitancy. And so we've been working not just with the PNG government, but with churches, with NGOs, with sporting organisations to try and combat that hesitancy.
The PNG government is now seeking international help to bring in emergency medical teams who will support health workers struggling to cope with the influx in critical patients. Dr. Angela Marianos is the COVID incident manager for the World Health Organization in PNG and joins me now. Good morning, Dr. Marianos.
Good morning, Nala.
Now, the health minister in PNG has admitted the health system is stretched. Is this what you are seeing on the ground?
Well, certainly there has been a big increase in cases and, unfortunately, an increase in deaths over the last several weeks, and this is starting to indeed stretch the health system, particularly with regard to treating the more severe patients who require oxygen and different forms of critical care.
So why is it far worse than what PNG had experienced so far in the pandemic?
PNG is now seeing the effects of the Delta variant of concern, which is more transmissible than the original strains and other variants of concern of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, which causes COVID-19. And there's also indications that it may be more severe. And certainly, it also is a numbers game. So because PNG is now in a state of widespread community transmission in most of the country, with the rapidly increasing number of cases, we're now seeing people who are at the more severe end of the spectrum of disease as well.
Now, Papua New Guinea has made a call out for international assistance, specifically for emergency medical teams. What will the EMT do when they get to PNG? Where will they go and how will they help?
So there are different types of EMTs, emergency medical teams, and they can either provide care on site in one location, or they can be mobile teams that do outreach as well. And it'll depend very much on the type of EMT that may be in a position to support PNG in this regard. What is being asked for are intensivists, both medical and nursing staff who work in critical care situations, infection prevention and control officers, nurse vaccinators, and the range of other professions that usually make up EMT teams. But the focus very much is on staff who have widespread experience in critical care situations and can support the vaccination program and infection prevention and control.
Now, since the call out, who has, you know, answered the call out, and how long will it take for those who have answered to get boots on the ground and get started in working to help?
There have been a small number of EMTs that have started to express interest, but this process is very much in the early stages because there has to be obviously a negotiation between the government and the EMTs that offer their support to make sure that it's the right fit for PNG and that the support that is being offered can be provided in both a timely fashion, but also, you know, actually fills the gaps that need to be filled and the requirements that PNG has identified.
And do we know, you know, how far discussions are in with Australia, for example, being an incredibly close neighbour? Do we know if Australian EMTs will be heading to PNG soon?
I believe that the Australian government is in bilateral negotiations regarding additional EMT-style support. But again, that negotiation is in the early stages. So for me, it's preliminary to sort of make any further comment.
Now, there's been quite troubling reports out of Goroka in the Eastern Highlands province about the shortages of coffins, morgues being full, health workers dying. Are you hearing similar stories from other locations in PNG as well?
The most affected areas at the moment are the Highlands region. And as you've said, Goroka is one of the locations. But we're hearing from several of the provinces that they are actually reaching capacity, both in terms of their ability to admit patients who have the more kind of moderate symptoms rather than the critical care. Quite appropriately, the health facilities are focusing their attention on supporting people that are in the most urgent need of support, such as oxygen, and they're assessing and providing alternative support to people who have got milder symptoms. So there's a care pathway in place that prioritises the highest risk through triage, and then people who have milder disease are managed in the community.
If you're tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. Angela Marianos, who is the COVID incident manager for the World Health Organization in PNG. Dr. Marianos, vaccination is recognized as the key to reducing the severity and the spread of the virus. The virus is now in PNG, and PNG's vaccination numbers are quite low, below 1%. So what is the WHO doing to improve vaccination coverage in the country?
The WHO is working very, very closely with the government of PNG, the National Coordination Centre in particular, as well as with the large number of partners that are working on the ground in PNG. This includes, you know, other UN agencies, civil societies, NGOs, faith-based organisations, Council of Churches. We're all working together to promote vaccination as the most effective way of rapidly reducing clinical severity and death. And we know that the COVID vaccines are very good at preventing the need for hospitalisation and reducing deaths. And then to make sure that as quickly as possibly vaccination is scaled up, particularly in the areas now that are experiencing these major surges in cases and deaths, but this has to be nationwide.
Vaccines have been available for some time in PNG, and it's, you know, taken some time to get these jabs in the arms. What do you think has changed? Do you think anything has changed in terms of getting people, you know, ready to be vaccinated to protect themselves from the virus?
Unfortunately, and very sadly, it's taking, you know, these images of bodies in overcrowded morgues for some people to realise the reality and severity that can be COVID-19 disease. It is obviously fear for some people that is perhaps changing their minds about the need for vaccination. But it's also about the good work that's being done by all of these partners who are out there promoting vaccination, reaching out, mobilising societies, speaking to the opinion leaders within communities, working with the churches and the faith-based groups that have such an important role to play in PNG society, working with the political leaders to promote vaccination. So fear is a component, but it, you know, we shouldn't underestimate the long-term efforts that go into place to promote vaccination, and not just for COVID-19, but childhood immunisation services as well. So it's building on the good practice that has existed in the past and making sure that people understand the importance of vaccines, how they work, why they are safe, and how they are able to quickly reduce the severity and the unnecessary, the preventable deaths that are occurring currently.
Now, there have been reports that a no jab, no job policy will be implemented in some parts of the National Capital District. You've come from Fiji where something similar has been implemented. Will this kind of approach work in Papua New Guinea?
WHO has put out some ethical guidelines on mandatory versus voluntary vaccination. And our approach is that immunisation services, it has to be a decision by the individual who is being vaccinated. No jab, no policies, and indeed any immunisation policy is really the purview of the national government, local authorities. And that will be a decision that is made by the PNG government based on their risk assessment and the approach that they believe needs to be taken to promote immunisation, particularly in the industries that have a lot of contact with the general community.
And finally, what more should countries in the region be doing to help Papua New Guinea, particularly Australia, given its close proximity to PNG? What is needed right now in terms of international support?
International support continues to be provided and will continue to be continue into the future in terms of technical support, operational support, procurements of equipment and supplies, and having those feet on the ground where possible through the mobilisation of international emergency medical teams and other bilateral resources that can support this response. And that includes, access to critical commodities, supporting improving oxygen supply, access to medical equipment that is necessary to sort of provide oxygen and the other essential medical services that are required to support people with the more severe and critical end of the spectrum of COVID-19 disease, support to the public health measures that need to be put into place, and are also part of this equation. So vaccination, of course, promoting and supporting vaccination rollout, vaccination services is a critical component, but so is that continuing work that is being done with respect to risk communications, community engagement, social mobilisation, making sure that people understand how to protect themselves, protect their families, protect their communities. Thank you.
Sorry, I was going to say, Dr. Angela Marianos, thank you so much for your time and for chatting with us this morning. Wishing you and your team all the best in the weeks and months to come.
Thank you very much.